Welcome back to the Nutrition and Life podcast. My name is Lisa, I'm your host, and in today's episode, I'm speaking with Caleb Granger from Apex Medical. Caleb and I spoke about how regenerative medicine and exosome therapy restore cellular signaling and mitochondrial energy before disease appears, and how high performers can extend lifespan, recovery, and cognitive performance without pharmaceuticals. If you like the show, please subscribe and give us a rating or share the episode with someone who might find it helpful. Thank you so much, and as always, if you want help with your nutrition and fitness goals, we are your go-to coaches. Just hit the contact link in the show notes. Now, on to my conversation with Caleb. Caleb Granger, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Look forward to talking with you.
Likewise, I think this is going to be a really, really interesting topic for the listeners and something new, as well as maybe some repeated things that people just need to hear again. I'm excited to hear what's the main thing you're excited for our listeners to learn today.
Sure. I think the most exciting thing, and it's my opinion, but I think there's studies and kind of the way that medicine is moving is that regenerative medicine is not some far off thing in the future. It is happening right now, and we can reproducibly raise your body's gross regenerative capacity until it outstrips the amount of degeneration that you're facing, just like it used to do when you were a kid. And so when we can reproducibly do that, which we can, that is really functionally anti-aging. And so we're doing that right now with 100% natural therapies, non-synthetic, non-toxic, right? It's really the culmination of almost 30 years of stem cell research is culminating in what we're doing with stem cell exosomes. And so just what's so exciting is that it really is anti-aging, like normal people think about anti-aging, kind of aging in reverse.
That is so cool and such positive news, really, because it sounds like it's very accessible to nearly anybody. We will talk more about how you work with your clients and so on in a little while. But before we do, Caleb, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to where you are today and how Apex Medical came into existence.
Sure. Well, I'm in my 26th year working in spine neurosurgery and orthopedic surgery. So, have intellectual property and devices that I was a part in developing and putting out to the market on the spine neurosurgery and orthopedic side. And so that's been my main business. In that area, we use in that specialty, we used stem cell-based products for many years, 10 or 15 years. And really with not great clinical results. And there's a reason for that that we can get into. But that gave me familiarity with the stem cell side, preserving stem cells, getting stem cells, deriving them from tissue, that sort of thing. In the last 3 years, I started Apex Regenerative, and that's focused exclusively on regenerative medicine. And so using what are called stem cell exosomes, the tiny particles that all stem cells secrete that carry all the proteins, growth factors, and regenerative signals, and being able to apply those everywhere in the body in a regenerative way, in a way that regrows like native nerve tissue, tendon, ligament, cartilage, etc., all throughout the body. So we've done that for about the last 3 years with Apex Regenerative. Last year, we did about 10% of all the exosomes that were used in the US came through Apex Regenerative. And so still a very tiny market, all things considered, right, in terms of the normal kind of surgical intervention and pharmacological intervention. That's the vast, vast majority of intervention that people will get in the Western world when they interact with the medical industrial complex. We're trying to change that with 100% natural, actually healing at the source regenerative therapies.
Wow. Okay. I mean, that sounds absolutely amazing, and I want to hear more about how that even works and so on. But before we talk about that, maybe you can tell us why traditional medicine fails to address those chronic and inflammatory conditions, really.
So they do their best to address them. And what you'll see is really in the last 40 or 50 years, what has happened is there's a new increased high-tech level of diagnostic that is now available. Things like MRI and CT, things that weren't available, they're available now. And what they can do is show people what are essentially normal abnormalities in their body. So, like as it relates to spine, for instance, if you get an incredible precise view of your spine, what you'll find is by 18 years old, almost no one has a textbook spine, right? There's some level of degeneration or, kind of quote unquote malformation. They're normal abnormalities, but not everyone has pain, even though you have those abnormalities. What we have now is a system, especially in the US, where insurance, reimbursement, hospital coding is all aligned around individual specialties who can, with a fine-tooth comb, point out with all these specialized diagnostics, hey, here is something that is quote unquote broken, right? This level is too high. This level is too low. This area is out of alignment, right? Out of perfect alignment. And then they have a usually surgical or pharmacological solution by specialty to try and quote unquote repair that, abnormality, right? That normal abnormality. They try to repair it. What the studies show is that really just doesn't work. Anytime you're doing surgery, that is a destructive procedure. It's destructive. Every surgery is destructive to native anatomy. You're never adding native anatomy when you do surgery, always taking away. Same thing with pharmacological intervention. What most people are familiar with, if you have some level is higher than it's supposed to be, or an example I use is like I'm 50 years old. Guys my age in the US are lots of them are getting testosterone replacement, right? Doing TRT. And you do that because your normal testosterone production maybe is lower than it should be. So the fix to that is take in exogenous testosterone. Well, what happens to your natural production when you start flooding your system with testosterone from the outside? Well, yeah, any production that you had has now completely plummeted, right? And that methodology, how that works, is exactly how all pharmacological intervention works. You have your serotonin or your dopamine, whatever it is increased. You take something to artificially dampen it. When you get off that pharmacological intervention, it goes through the roof. It doesn't fix the source issue. It's just a symptom, temporary symptom resolution. And so the current medical industrial complex has focused on ongoing symptom resolution, right? Treating symptoms instead of trying to actually treat the source issue. And that's the main difference when you take stem cell exosomes as a therapy, an ongoing systemic or acute therapy. Tens of thousands of studies now and tens of thousands of patients clinically show that it actually heals the source issue. We do it in type 2 diabetics. Type 2 diabetes is a pancreatic disorder. The pancreas is dysfunctioning and not processing blood sugar and insulin appropriately. The insulin receptors are dysfunctioning, not processing insulin correctly. Exosomes taken systemically over a period of time reorganize and make the pancreas reorder the pancreas. They regrow healthy pancreas. They reorganize insulin receptors and help your insulin receptors process insulin appropriately. The result of that is we can consistently, in 3 or 4 months of our protocols, with no other lifestyle changes, get type 2 diabetics who have 20 to 30 years of type 2 diabetes, blood sugars 300 on insulin, on 2,500 milligrams of metformin, with no other lifestyle changes, keeping their exact same diet and just adding stem cell exosomes systemically into their system. Blood sugar goes from 300 to 95, go from needing insulin to off insulin, go from 2,500 milligrams of metformin to no metformin. And so, and it's doing that by healing the source issue, not dampening one receptor and elevating another. It's actually healing the source organs.
Wow.
So
Yeah, I mean,
It's what
that's
they do when.
absolutely incredible. And I think people often refer to modern medicine or traditional medicine as in like medicine 2.0. It's great in like treating acute things. Let's just say you have an infection, here is your antibiotic, or you broke your bone, and okay, let's put a cast around it and all of that. So we're good at that now. But I'm happy to hear that we're looking more into things that are actually treating things at the root cause or even on the base of prevention. So I mean, you've given the example of diabetes, but could you explain to us a little bit more broadly how exosome therapy actually works? I mean, you said it addresses things at the core, at the foundational level, but like how, without going too much into the biochemistry, but how does it actually work?
Yes, let me dip a little bit into the biochemistry, kind of in layman's terms. Many of your listeners are at least marginally familiar with stem cells as a healing therapy, right? That's been around and in the news for 20, 30 years. Stem cells are the body's kind of healing factories. We naturally have stem cells. We produce stem cells every day, and our stem cells have a certain level of potency and generative power. That potency, the number of stem cells and the number of stem cells, new stem cells we produce every day, those three things are all at their peak at about 16, 17, or 18 years old. We have the most stem cells, they're the highest potency, and we produce the most per day. From that point at our peak, at our late teens, those three factors all start declining. And so, yes, we still have stem cells, but by the time you're like my dad is 95 years old, he has a low number of stem cells. The stem cells he has have a very low generative power, right? They're not very potent and healing. And the number of new cells he's producing, the stem cell ratio in that new cell is very low, right? And so, the way stem cells work, for 20 years, 30 years, the way we thought they worked was that if we kept them alive, if we took your own stem cells out of you, processed them and put them back in a specific area, like in a degenerated knee or hip, that if we did that, that's called autologous stem cell transplantation. Or if we took stem cells from a donor, those are called allogenic from someone else, autologous from you, either one. The thought was that if we could keep those cells alive outside the body, keep them preserved through transport and get them into a recipient alive, that they would stay alive, that they would eventually engraft in the body, and that hopefully these healing factories would go to work, start replicating, and differentiate into the tissue that we wanted them to differentiate into. So, like the idea would be, you have a degenerated knee where you've lost cartilage, your bone on bone in your knee is painful and inflamed. We'd put live stem cells in there. Over 60 or 90 days, they would engraft, and eventually, because they were in an environment where cartilage was needed, they would replicate and turn into cartilage. That was the thought. What we now know is that that's not how stem cells work. In fact, the man who came up with the verbiage mesenchymal stem cell, MSC, wrote a study in 2018, published a study saying that instead of being called mesenchymal stem cells, they should have been called medicinal signaling cells. MSC should stand for medicinal signaling cells. That was Arnold Kaplan. And the rationale was because we now knew at that time in the late teens, 20 teens, and now, of course, today, that the way stem cells healed was by secreting these tiny particles called exosomes. Those tiny particles, exosomes, carry all the proteins, growth factors, and regenerative signals that the source cell produces. So and they spit those out. That's how exosomes are how cells communicate with each other. And so it's not the stem cell that's doing the healing work, it's the exosome. We now know that when you get a stem cell transplantation of your own cell, autologous, someone else's cells, allogenic, either one, within 24 hours, 99% of those cells are dead or flushed by the body. So your body sees them as a foreign invader, even if they're your own that have been taken out and processed and put back, sees them as a foreign invader and is super efficient in getting that foreign invader out of your body. People who have done stem cells, they know that if you get a stem cell transplant, they say expect, a week to 2 weeks of inflammation. That's your body's flushing mechanism, right? Your body gets these stem cells, says, we got to get this out, and is super effective at killing them. If there is a positive regenerative result that comes from a stem cell transplantation, historically, it's because in that 24 hours, they are still secreting exosomes, right? So it's only in as much as they are stem cells are exosome carriers. They're essentially expensive inflammatory exosome carriers. And so what we do is we bypass that stem cell middleman and we take harvest the most potent and generative cells that the body ever produces. Those are 0 day old placental and umbilical live tissue derived mesenchymal stem cells. We take that after all US donors, after a healthy full term delivered pregnancy, mother is rigorously tested, 300 plus disease states are tested for in the tissue. And with that very strict inclusion criteria, we then at day zero, take those most potent cell that the body ever produces, elicit the exosomes from those cells, and process, package, and deliver those exosomes in a variety of ways, whether it's systemically via IV. So we do an IV push that is an incredible, powerful, super regenerative therapy. We have a sublingual spray, which is an at-home, under-the-tongue spray, twice a day, delivers 10 billion umbilical-derived stem cell exosomes per day into your bloodstream, super efficiently, no needles. Intranasal spray, studies show that within an hour, when you do an intranasal exosome spray, 90% of the exosomes are in your midbrain and hippocampus, taking away inflammation and regenerating brain tissue. So all of the dementias, vascular dementia, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, autism, depression, have incredible results with those last two. Pediatric autism and depression, people getting off of, they've been on full-time max dose SSRIs for a decade plus, and being able to get off of those in 5 or 6 weeks with the help of intranasal exosomes that help re-regulate, regrow brain tissue, take away calcification of the brain. And so just super exciting, 100% natural. We can also do intra-articular injections. So injections in the joint or in the tendon. Those are really helpful if you have a really acute 7, 8, 9, or 10 out of 10 pain and degeneration in a specific joint. And then of course, aesthetically, they're very popular. They regrow collagen and skin and regrow hair. They reawaken. They're the only material shown to reawaken dormant hair follicles. So if you have hair that hasn't grown, follicles that have been dormant for less than 3 years, we can typically get 60% or more new hair regrowth with exosomes. So
Wow, I have so many questions. This is so
yeah,
interesting.
right.
Okay. So first of all, just to reiterate, the body does not reject the exosomes. It
That's
just
exactly right.
kind of rejects the stem cells in that stage. But once it has been broken down to exosomes, and which is what you're using, the body does not reject that. Is that co correct?
That's exactly right. There's
Okay.
also a cell carries genetic, full genetic material. So if you get a cell, a stem cell from somebody else, and they have a genetic predisposition towards, for instance, cancer, and you don't, if that cell were to stay alive and actually engraft in your body, you would take in, there's at least a some percentage chance of you taking in a new genetic predisposition towards cancer that you didn't have before. That is impossible with exosomes. They're too small to carry full genetic coding.
So
They
amazing.
also have a much lower ability to pass on viral or bacterial load. Cells can carry very efficiently viral and bacterial load. Exosomes cannot. And so they're significantly safer, as well as being totally anti-inflammatory, where cells are extremely inflammatory.
Wow. Yeah. So my next few questions are more in regards to the application, even more in detail. First and foremost, especially with the sublingual or the nasal spray, How do the exosomes know where to go? Like, I mean, that sounds like a dumb question, but I mean, with the injection, it seems like that's more of a local sort of application. Let's say I have a disc that's regenerated or like basically herniated disc or something, you inject there, it works there. But if it's sublingual or nasal, does that always mostly go to brain function and things in the head, or does it kind of work like some of the peptides that just go anywhere where they can find inflammation, so to speak?
So the latter. So sublingual is a well-established, super efficient way to bypass kidney and liver and get materials into your bloodstream quickly, right? That's the sublingual approach. And so same thing with exosomes. One thing to keep in mind also is that exosomes are tiny, tiny. They're nanoscale. So they're 1/1000th the size of a cell, right? Tiny, tiny little things. Because of that, they can cross what's called the blood-brain barrier, which cells cannot. So ultimately, what you will get, even if you do an injection in one area, an acute injection in the knee, that's going to perfuse throughout the entire body. We started in year one, 3 years ago, really focusing on orthopedic injury and got a lot of experience with that, often doing just acute injections. What we found was you would do a right knee injection, and the right knee would feel better, and the left knee would feel better as well. And the second knuckle, arthritic, swollen second knuckles on both hands, swelling would go down, and the eczema behind their ears would go away, and the psoriasis on their elbow would go away.
Very cool.
Like there was this massive anti-inflammatory effect that was throughout the body. What we now do is knowing that basically when exosomes get into your body, regardless of how they get in, they seek out any deficit from perfect and start repairing that deficit. So it's really where you have your greatest deficits are where the exosomes are going to go. And that's exciting. And one of the things that we see typically when we do, for instance, those orthopedic injuries, we now will do those primarily as a systemic protocol. We'll treat them systemically. So usually through multiple IVs and sublingual spray, daily sublingual spray. Just having that steady state application of daily exosomes into your system adds a 20 to 30% increase to healing efficacy compared to just doing these large boluses of IVs that are super effective. That's one IV is equivalent to 500 million placental stem cells worth of healing. So a massive, massive dose. And I mentioned that because some people who are kind of educated consumers and know what's available, they'll see, for instance, I'm familiar with a place in Baja, California, very popular, that does a 120 million stem cell injection, 120 million stem cells for $17,000, right? Well, one of our IVs is 500 million worth of exosomes in one IV. And those typically retail for anywhere from 3,500 to 6,500. So it's a massive healing dose. And you're not getting something that just dies within 24 hours and is flushed out of your body like you get with stem cells, right? You're getting something that has sustained healing and no inflammation.
Very cool. Yeah, I was actually going to ask more about the frequency and, of course, the cost also. But I guess, yeah, if you can take us through some, let's say, typical protocols. I mean, you mentioned that this is often used even before, or ideally before, disease appears. So how do we even know when we should start that? Or is that really for anybody who feels like, okay, I can see I'm aging, or I can feel like I'm not as mobile anymore as I used to. I could already start this. Yeah, what are you?
Yeah, so what you're describing is kind of wellness and longevity and really trying to get the most out of every day, right? Living every day pain-free and ideally, like I talked about at the beginning, having your total regenerative capacity outstrip the amount of degeneration that your body faces. So whether it's degeneration that is self-inflicted, right, from working out and stress and these sort of things, environmental degeneration and just genetic degeneration, those three things It's fascinating. When we're kids, right, there's regenerative capacity here and degeneration is down here. And if we break a bone, you have some self-inflicted degeneration. Not only do you heal that bone, it heals bigger and stronger and better than it was prior to the break, right? Because your regenerative capacity is overwhelms those three areas of degeneration that we face. There comes a point when that no longer is the case, when our regenerative capacity no longer outstrips degeneration. Degeneration now is overwhelming our regenerative capacity. As that continues year after year, that is aging, right? That's the definition of aging. And so your eyesight goes, your hearing goes, skin gets worse, aches and pains. You do something running or out hiking and turn your ankle, and now suddenly you have this injury that is now just a part of your life. This thing just never heals. That's a lot of people's experience. What we can do is with our protocols that include often a bolus of IVs and then daily sublingual, and then also raising your cellular energy level through intracellular NAD increase. I haven't talked about that, but that's something that also is a real pillar of what we do. When we can do that, we raise the body's total regenerative capacity until it can now outstrip the degeneration. And the way that shows up is in age-related biomarkers. So things like A1C, AST, ALT, ESR is your SED rate, red blood cell SED rate, is your total body inflammation. Another one called HSCRP is the most discriminating measure of total body inflammation. It's an incredible marker for heart, liver, and kidney health, and is a prognostic towards are you going to have those, are those going to be diseased here in the near future, right? When your HSCRP is high, you have an increased chance for those to be diseased going forward. Well, if you can, and we do see those under our protocols drop double digit percentages and triple digit percentage, 70, 80, 90% per year when you are doing our protocols. And so that tells you those organs are objectively getting healthier, are functioning at a younger biological age than you are. Like I've, for instance, I've done these exosome protocols for about 2 years. And 2 years ago, my HSCRP, that's the very discriminating measure of total body inflammation, when I was 48, my HSCRP was 2.3. So that's kind of mid-low for a 48-year-old executive. Stress and all the things. A year into doing our protocols, our regenerative protocols, my HSCRP went from 2.3 to 1.2. Well, that's low for a 49-year-old. This last December, my HSCRP was 0.1. 0.1 is the lowest registrable HSCRP. It's the equivalent of having this total body inflammation of like a 7-year-old, at 50 years old. And
Amazing.
on our socials, we're at Apex Regenerative on TikTok, IG and Facebook. I used to have a before and after 2 years ago and then like 6 months ago, and it was just my face, right? Unfiltered. It's crazy. And I can't stress enough that my facial regimen is no regimen. It's Axe 501 body wash on the same loofah that I wash my body with, right? It's like absolutely no facial regimen at all. It is wild to see the clarity of my skin, the laxity of my skin, the reduction in wrinkles with zero facial anything. That is a outward representation. The skin cells are one of the fastest cells to turn over. And so when I'm flooding my body with increased regenerative capacity, one of the effects is my skin gets turned over faster, newer, more new collagen, more new skin. And this is the result, And so it really is a aging in reverse sort of thing, while all my biomarkers have done the exact same thing. Have gone down 90% a year for the last 2 years. As I age 2 years, they've gone down more than 100%. over that time
Very,
period.
very cool. That's awesome. And yeah, I absolutely want to talk more about the specific protocols. I think you have one, which is a 60-day reset, cellular
That's
reset,
right.
and then another one, Apex Superhuman Protocol, maybe somewhere. But we will talk more about that. I'm curious. How long each one of the protocols lasts. So let's say you have one quote unquote application of that combination of an IV and the sublingual for 2 months or however long. How long do the effects last? Like 5, 10 years, a year, a few months? And then, yeah, with what frequency can you do them? What's allowed, or should you do them even?
So to get the max result with stem cell exosomes, and we do this, for instance, in cases of spinal cord injury, traumatic brain injury, when you're trying to absolutely flood the body in a specific area with as many healing signals and anti-inflammatory signals as possible, the max that the body kind of can accept is doing IVs about once every couple of days, every 2 to 3 days. That's if you've had just an acute spinal cord injury. That's what we're going to do. Traumatic brain injury, same thing. Every patient is different. And so every protocol will be done based on the patient. We do have general kind of orthopedic injury, autoimmune and immune compromise protocols, different protocols for brain-based conditions. But they will often include really IVs and either intranasal if something is brain or skull based, sublingual if it's systemic, and then maybe an acute injection if there's acute orthopedic injury. So the foundation will be kind of a steady state amount of exosomes every day for 60 or 90 days to really kickstart that healing, and then an ancillary either intranasal, sublingual, or injection. You mentioned the 60-day cellular reset. One of the things that we do is with a product called Lathmized NAD Plus or LNAD Plus. NAD Plus is the single molecule that fuels all of your body's cells. So it's like your cellular battery pack, right? Battery source. Just like your phone, again, your NAD levels in your cell, your intracellular NAD level is at its peak at about 18 or 19, and then drops about 50% every 20 years. So by the time I'm 50 years old, my NAD levels naturally in all my cells, so my total cellular energy has dropped, 60, 70% from its peak. And of course, that makes sense. Our energy level, how quickly we can heal, if we heal at all. We know there's a marked difference from the time you're 16, 17 years old to when you're 30, 40, and 50 years old. And that's demonstrative of that lowered cellular energy. We have what is right now the only product commercially available that's shown in human studies to raise intracellular NAD. It's the only NAD supplementation shown to raise intracellular NAD. Many people are familiar with NAD taken as an IV or an intramuscular shot, or there's some oral pills and that sort of thing that you can take. What all of those do is if they raise your NAD, they raise your blood plasma NAD level. So for instance, with IVs, people are familiar with doing IVs. They're difficult to take. You have to really meter how much NAD you can take at a time, and that's because it's only raising your blood plasma NAD level. So your overall NAD in your body is being increased with this exogenous NAD. What happens is your body tries to flush it out quickly. And it does that through what's called a plaque enzyme response. And that response is felt as people get arrhythmias, they start sweating, feeling nauseous, feel like they're going to pass out. And so then you have to take down the amount of NAD. If you ever tried to do a 500 milligram, or some people do a 750 milligram, well, it takes 2 hours to take that because your body has this plaque enzyme response. That exogenous NAD commercially never gets into the cell. It's too unstable and too large a molecule taken exogenously to get into the cell. So it just raises your blood plasma NAD without raising your intracellular NAD. Our NAD does the opposite. It only gets into the cell. It doesn't raise your blood plasma NAD. It's taken orally as a powder that you dissolve in 3 ounces of water, swish for 90 seconds, and swallow. And it gets through your mucosal membranes and sublingual glands. And within hours raises your intracellular NAD. So what we can do is reproducibly in 5 days raise your intracellular NAD 53% on average. This has been shown in human studies, 300% more in 60 days. So in 60 days, we can get your intracellular NAD, if you're middle-aged like me, get your intracellular NAD back to where it was. So get your cellular power and battery pack back, charged back up to where they were when you were 17 or 18 years old. Then with exosomes, we're able to take those charged up cells and show them where and how to heal. Those are the healing instructions. So we power up your cells and then flood your body with healing signals that show your body where to send those newly powered up cells to heal most effectively. And what ends up happening is, unlike with a pharmacological intervention where, you raise some level artificially, and then as soon as you start taking that pharmacological intervention, now the level drops back down, plummets even below where it was before. With this, you're actually regenerating native tissue, blood vessels, vasculature, nerve, tissue, tendon, ligament, cartilage. That is regrowing with the regenerative signals that you're giving it. When you stop taking those regenerative signals, you now have a new health baseline. Your health baseline has been raised. Do you still degenerate after that? Absolutely. I'm still, if I stop taking exosomes today, well, I'm still 50 years old. I can still go out and hurt myself. Even on exosomes, I can still go hurt myself. And
Course.
I do all the time. What it does is it makes it so that you totally heal. There's never something where, I grew up playing basketball, I played basketball in college. Well, the other day, with no warm up, I went out and dunked the ball about 20 times, right, on a 10-foot rim at 50 years old as a 6-foot-2 white guy. I can tell you, 10 years ago at 40, I had that would have led to a week and a half of knee pain, and or my calves would have, my Achilles would have been all sore, And so the ability now, again, what has happened is my regenerative capacity now outstrips any degeneration that my body gets thrown at it. And so it's,
Yeah, that sounds
and you
absolutely
live,
incredible.
it's incredible. It really is incredible.
So
You
yeah.
know, and let me tell you this example.
Yeah, please.
2 years ago, April of 24, my at that time, 93-year-old father had had 7 years of acute kidney failure, where 7 years prior to that, so when he was 87 or so, he had acute kidney failure, one kidney at 0% function, the other kidney at 20% function. So for the last 7 years, he'd lived with one kidney at 20% function. He got that checked, he went to the nephrologist every 3 months, and they made sure that his one 20% kidney wasn't dropping below 20%. That was his life. April of 24, I got everything set up. He lives in Los Angeles, and I now have registered nurses in LA who do concierge, kind of white glove, come to your home or office and do exosome IVs. He and my mom were my first quote unquote customers. They don't pay because they know the founder. So he was the first one. He started doing monthly IVs, daily sublingual, and daily intranasal, essentially kind of the full Monty. By June of that year, his 20% kidney was at 90% function
What?
at 93 years old. A
Oh.
year later, his 90% kidney was still at 90%, and his 0% kidney was now at 40% as he aged from 93 to 94. So that is the definition of anti-aging. And again, if today he stopped, he's 95 today, if he stopped taking exosomes today, would his kidneys go from 40 and 90% down to 0 and 20%? No, it's not something where they're artificially being propped up. It actually regrew kidney,
Wow.
healthy functioning kidney. And so if he stopped taking them today, yes, he would start the again normal degenerative process of being a 95-year-old, but he would be doing it from a new overall health level. And
Wow.
so that's what happens. It's like you're never going to hurt yourself. You're either going to heal fully or heal partially. And the partial healing is not going to be an artificial symptom covering healing. It's you will have some level of restoration commensurate with the time, concentration of exosomes, and severity and duration of your condition. So it's really, when those things come together, those variables come together, that's what creates the patient outcome is condition, severity and duration of the condition, how much regenerative capacity you're building in and focusing on that area and over what period of time. And what we're seeing in close to 13,000 patients and what 43,000 peer-reviewed published studies are showing in the last 4 years is that any degenerative or inflammatory condition or condition with degenerative or inflammatory symptomology can be stopped and reversed with stem cell exosomes.
Very, very cool. I literally got goosebumps as you were telling the example of your father. That is so
Yes.
cool. And yeah, so I have a question, I guess, kind of like a client example. Let's just say someone who might be listening and they're maybe 45 or something like that. As you said, some niggly pains here and there. They might have like a small-ish budget, but they're like, okay, I see the value in this. I want to give this a try. So a Which one of your protocols, the cellular reset or the superhuman one or a completely different one, would you recommend? How does it all work, especially if they might not be in Austin, Texas?
Yeah, so we work with providers throughout the US. It is in the US only at this time. We're the manufacturer and we're based in Austin. So we work, of course, very closely with providers in this area and really in every Texas metro, also in Los Angeles and Orange County, San Diego County, and South Florida. But we're happy to work with providers and do work with providers all over the US. So, what they can do is reach out to us on our socials or at our website, theapexmedical.com, and we'll connect them appropriately. And then really it's that patient that you described is the perfect patient, right? Lots of times the way they're dealing with those things, maybe they find somebody, a provider who does some regenerative protocol like PRP, right? That's a platelet-rich plasma where they take your own blood, essentially concentrate that in the concentration mechanism. It takes your growth factors, concentrates them 8 to 10 times. And so that will typically have, you'll get maybe 10,000 of your own stem cells. So for me, it'd be 50-year-old stem cells with all the toxicity and dysfunction that my 50-year-old body has, right? You're taking those, amplifying those 10,000 cells that I get from a blood draw, turning those into 80,000 or 100,000 cells, and then putting them back into a specific area. So there's been studies that show essentially you need at least 2 million stem cells in order to get any sort of a regenerative effect. So, it's questionable whether or not that would really be helpful to get 100,000 of your own cells, put back in somewhere. It's probably not bad, but those are also anywhere from, $1,200 to $2,500 per treatment, right? For 100,000 of your own cells. Well, again, we can do typically in the US, depending on market, for $3,500, 500 million stem cells, right? Not 100,000 50-year-old stem cells, 500 million 0-day-old placental mesenchymal stem cells worth of healing in one treatment, right? For anywhere from $3,500 to $6,500. So it's really taking somebody who is exploring those sort of options. Maybe they've tried other things, peptides and that sort of thing, and haven't gotten a great result. What we know is from either the 60-day or the 90-day, those typically revolve around an IV at, multiple IVs, whether it's one every 2 weeks or one every month, and then daily sublingual and daily LN80 plus. When we do that, in 1 week, we see a 500 to 1,000% reduction in total body inflammation. That's the result. So you think about it, but and we were doing these protocols before doing that cohort that tested ESR on day 7 of our protocol and found that on average, we got a 500 to 1,000% reduction in total body inflammation. We knew the patient response was such, that corresponded to this is they're getting a massive anti-inflammatory response. We didn't know it was that much. And so, inflammation is the is the body's alarm system saying to the body, bring healing here, right? If you have an inflamed shoulder, that's telling your body, rush healing to that area. Well, American adults, many in the Western world, have low or medium grade inflammation throughout their entire body. So their entire body has this alarm system saying, bring healing here. Where? Everywhere, right? Well, what that official, what that leads to is total regenerative capacity overwhelm, right? Even if you have the regenerative capacity to heal that shoulder, because the entire body is inflamed, the body doesn't know where to send that healing. And so when we can essentially cut off that heal everywhere alarm, the amount of healing that can take place is remarkable. And I think, a component of it is just from that, just, the idea that I think about, the analogy is like, I live in a neighborhood with 28 homes in this neighborhood. Well, if I have a stove fire and my fire alarm is going off and there's a fireman outside, the fireman can know, okay, I can come to this house because that's where the alarm is. And it's really easy. He has the ability, the fireman does, to put out that fire in my oven. Well, what if all the houses on my street, their fire alarm is going off, but there's only one fire, right? But all the houses, okay, well, now it's made his job 14 times harder, right? To figure out, and he'll go house by house and see, hey, which one really has a fire? What if the entire neighborhood, all the alarms are going off? What if the entire city, the alarms are going off? That's what's happening in people's bodies. And you picture the healing fireman just kind of looking around like, yeah, well, there's nothing I can do. I can't go to all these cities. That's how it is. When we cut off those kind of false inflammatory alarms, take that inflammation level down 500 to 1,000% reproducibly, that's an ESR going from 200, 210 to 15. That's how that shows up in your red blood cell sed rate. When we can do that reproducibly, the felt effect and the ongoing healing effect is just profound. And so that's the foundation of every protocol we do, is IV and daily sublingual. And then from there, we kind of fine-tune that based on the condition, the severity and duration of the condition.
That is awesome. I love that you still individualize and tailor it to the person, of course, their age, their needs, and so on, and of course their possibilities in terms of financial availability. But yeah, really, Caleb, thank you so much for sharing all that with us. I'm really, really excited that this exists and that you are
Yes.
growing as a company and just in general, reaching more and more people with this wonderful, wonderful way to literally, it's not just an anti-aging hack or whatever, but literally reverse aging. So super, super cool. I'm going to make sure to link all your handles and Apex Medicine handles in the show notes so people can check out more details and get in touch if they're interested. And I just want to thank you for your time. It's been super informative.
Well, likewise. Thank you so much.
I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Caleb. Thank you so much for tuning in. Go and give us both a follow. And remember, if you want help with your nutrition and fitness goals, we'd love to guide you. One more thing before you go, if you're looking for premium supplements, our partner Fat Muscle Project has got you covered. Head to their website for the best protein powders, creatine, vitamin D, and more, and feel free to use our code NCL for your chance to win a $250 gift card every month. Thank you for listening.